Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners of Lower Your Expectations. Welcome back to the podcast. And Matt's cheering.
Yeah.
We're really fucking nervous. Yeah. Why are we nervous, you may ask? Oh, because we have actually moved into our own studio.
Does it sound good? Is it working?
Probably sound shit. We have to apologise if there are any mishaps or things go wrong, because neither of us are technical
geniuses
and we are learning as we go. So yeah, welcome back. We're very excited. It's the next stage we're going into. It's going to be great for us hosting guests. We're hopefully going to maybe up the amount of podcasts we can do from here, because just makes it much easier.
Got a guitar over there, bring that in. That's a new component of the show.
Our warm-up before we jumped in this room was singing Wonderwall, wasn't it? You were on the guitar and I was Liam.
Do you know, Mark Maron does a really big podcast, What the Fuck with Mark Maron. Start and end of each episode, he plays the electric guitar for about a minute. And it's like, well, no, you say it's cool.
Bit unnecessary. Like, yeah. Mate, we can always do that. Like, my first videos, I made my intro with my guitar.
Mate, we'll get to that later. Oh, here
will
he
we?
Is. Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you looked at the notes.
Oh, yes, I've studied the notes thoroughly.
I was really sad, though, because you say about, like, not being technical geniuses. I mean, that is true.
Only with sound. Well, I'm all right with cameras. You're you.
But I spent like 3 or 4 hours yesterday trying to do all GarageBand, and then getting here today, and I just implode. You just took over.
I was
like, no, wait, let me do this. You're like, no, mate, I'll do this. I get my laptop, and I was like,
I love your impression of me.
Got a very low voice, and we'll get to that later as well.
Brilliant. It's coming for me today. So before we move into the actual episode, we'd just like to say thank you for 4 million downloads. We have had 4 million downloads across the podcast, which is very, very nice. And thank you for putting up with our bullshit in your ears.
Can you believe that? Like 80 episodes, they've stuck with it.
Mental.
Well, I mean, not 4 million people have stuck with it, but, you know, we've had
4 million individual
podcast
downloads. And
no, thanks, guys. It is really nice, because I feel like this doesn't feel, although setting it up definitely feels like work, because it's so complicated. But when we do this and we just talk to each other, like, it doesn't feel like work, does it? It's very fun.
It's just lots of fun.
It's nice when a hobby can have 4 million.
Here he is. Sounds like just a YouTuber now. Oh,
just get that. What's
when you
it?
Can turn a hobby into your job, it's a dream job.
I was doing a humble brag. Is that, you know, like a hobby just got 4 million downloads. Like,
you
know,
love a humble brag on Facebook as well.
We were saying the other day, we were joking, how I've helped you move like four times now.
Yeah, so Matt is like, I mean, you have been great. Wherever I've moved, you've been there to help.
King of the removals.
And it's lovely. I asked you the other day, didn't I? I was like, why? Like, I don't ask you. I mean, the office, sure. But like, when I've moved flat, I'm not like, Matt, you need to help me move. You've offered. And I'm like, only if you have nothing else to do. But you actually said you find it very therapeutic.
I do.
Which,
because
I found interesting.
Well, whereas of a lot of things in what we do, like, I guess with YouTube, it's kind of the same, where you upload something and it's done. But normally things don't have an end date. So it's nice when you're moving. It's like there's clear progress. Like, oh, we've moved the stuff in now. Now we're reorganizing it. Now you get rid of all the cupboards. The cardboard. I find it very satisfying, to be honest. Like, what about you? What do you think about moving? Because they say, don't they, it's one of the most stressful things in life.
I think the actual move isn't stressful, but everything surrounding it, so like packaging up your belongings. I find the packing before you move the most stressful thing, which I guess does count as part of the moving. But actually loading the stuff and setting it up in the new place, I love that. I get you of that being therapeutic, because it's your new space and you're all excited.
It's exciting,
and to put your things in place, it's kind of nice.
I sent you a funny video message yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, free the nip.
Well, I have my...
I was working...
Were you surprised to get that?
Well, yeah, because it was funny. Yesterday, I was working on Instagram and you're in the office, and I'm getting these messages from Matt, and he just sends this video. I was like, oh, have a look at that. And he's just in this office, like sweating, yeah, top off, nipples in the shot. He's like, the table's all set up. I was like, all right, yeah, hello.
Could you imagine if, like, I never do Instagram videos. Imagine if I just uploaded that, like a story.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Bang.
You're holding your face. You got your bags packed? What do you do? Because you've been moving in, haven't
They're
you?
They're unpacked.
They're unpacked. So you're in the new place. And that means a new generation of digital world. This is the new song. Because it's like a robot. Yeah, because it's like binary code.
Right.
So we're in the digital world. A segment where we talk about all things digital. You know, I found that I've started saying digital world a lot now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
In like everyday conversations. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I said it earlier in a meeting. It's like, yeah, but it's like the digital world. No, I said it to the guy who put the internet in yesterday.
Work in the digital world. Do you know what that is? Oh, no. What's that? Well, have you got your seatbelt on?
No. Didn't have his passport, so I couldn't take him there.
Oh, why can't we leave the intro in for the videos?
What are you talking about?
You do it on the podcast. Why don't you do it on the video?
We cut it out. Do I?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's going to be in this
video.
It was
a little bonus for the people who listen, isn't it?
Shane Dawson. Boom.
Your favorite YouTuber. Ah! Shane has released 2 parts so far of the 8-part documentary, The Mind of Jake Paul. What do you think, Marcus?
Oh, brilliant. Just opening it up like that. So obviously, if you listen to the previous episode of the podcast, we kind of spoke about it in anticipation, what to expect, what angle he might bring to it. Yeah. As of thus far, two episodes in, I am a little disappointed. I mean, I don't have to tell anyone how much I love Shane.
No, that's true.
It's very obvious.
Yeah. It's not personal anything against him.
No.
It's like, just the content.
Yeah, just purely.
But people don't know that. Because if you say, you become a hater for saying like it's not perfect. I just want to clarify that before you get hate.
Thank
Looking
you.
Out for you, mate.
No, of course. I love Shane. But I just think that thus far it's been a little bit longed out. We've had 90 minutes on The Mind of Jake Paul. There hasn't really been, well, there's been none of Jake. Episode 1, the reason why I was like, was because, unfairly, I know everything that's happened to Jake Paul. All of his contradictory moments, all of his
the controversial
twatty
stuff, the
elements.
Highs and the lows.
I've been aware of, and so have you. So, but there's probably a lot of people that don't know anything about that. So that was a good episode in terms of bringing people into it.
It was putting it into context, wasn't it? Why he's doing this series, I guess, because even though Jake is huge on YouTube, not everyone knows. Shane fans maybe don't know who he is.
So that was a good sort of setting the scene. And it was episode 2 that I was like, what's going on here? Like, I understand he's met with a therapist, but I don't want to come for the therapist, but she just didn't seem like, you know, they were just reading out of a book what a sociopath is.
Mm. So that's the angle, isn't it? That's what we realised. The first episode, he kind of mentioned it, like he wants to explore sociopaths. And now that is being fully explored in episode 2 with a therapist. What is a sociopath? They were describing everything. It was like a lesson in psychology almost. It's like, what's empathy? What's narcissism? All these different things. which we love learning, but sometimes learning's not entertaining. I guess that's the problem, isn't it? It's the balance between the two.
I just felt it was a little long. And I feel like maybe the two of those episodes could have been done in one. I want Jake Paul. I want him sat down with Nick Crompton, which I'm sure is going to come. So,
well, he's already teased that, hasn't he?
What do you think?
We were texting about it last night. We were not gossiping or anything. But no, it's quite... Well, let's put it into context. How great is it that we're even having this conversation about Shane's series? Like, it feels very, like, vital and important. Like, it's...
He has absolutely... Everyone
is talking about
it. Who knows anything about YouTube is hooked and into it.
And something stuck with me that you said in when we spoke about Shane last time. Why does he have to make things that are perfect? Because this clearly isn't perfect. In my opinion, it is the, I don't want to say the worst because that sounds very harsh, but it's not been the most satisfying series so far. And I think I get what Shane's trying to do because my prediction is that he's going to come round and make the case that you have to be a sociopath or a form of sociopath to be a YouTuber. That's where I think it's going. But I don't know, it feels like a dissertation and I didn't enjoy doing my dissertation and I feel like I'm watching one. Obviously, the tea's coming, isn't it? We're all waiting for that tea. You're right, it could have been condensed, the first two episodes, and it looks like the next episode could fall into that category too of like research.
It's a weird one because they're talking, you know, they're trying to have a serious conversation about sociopaths and disorders. And then, but it's also making it entertaining by including the clips of Jake doing like crazy B-roll things. And there was text over it being like, I'm not insinuating YouTube is a sociopath, but then like dramatic moment and clip kind of insinuating that you are something that they're talking about.
The weird balance as well, because when you talk about mental health, understandably, people are very sensitive. And I felt a bit uneasy with it. You know, you're showing Jake Paul next to these fictional murderers like Norman Bates and stuff. I'm like, there's not really a comparison there. But again, like he's trying to make it entertaining because if there's a static shot on the two of them talking about these things.
Oh, of course. That's, I mean.
It's like what he does with his conspiracy videos. The editing style is very similar to that. But I think with mental health, it's always a weird one. Trivializing it, isn't it? And that's what it feels like it's doing at the moment.
At the moment. But maybe he has pre-researched it and there is something to come from this, because if it turns out he's not a sociopath, for example, then it's going to be really stupid. Yeah. I feel like he'd have to know that going into that. You can't just start a series and be like, I think he's a sociopath. And then...
Well, I don't know, because with documentaries, like, that's the risk you take, isn't it? You look at the Louis Theroux one on Scientology, like the movie he did. He didn't really get anywhere because they didn't play ball with him. Like he couldn't get into the inner circles. He didn't have any contacts, really. And we've been talking about doing a series where we would be trying to find this particular person. There's no guarantees we'd be able to do
that. That's true, yeah, that's true.
I like the idea of having a proposal and then will it happen or won't it happen?
Yeah.
But this particular one, I just feel like, like I said in the last episode, what is Shane gaining from this? Like, it's so risky.
I'm so impatient as well. Yeah. I'm just like, I want Shane in that room with Jake, with Nick, with Logan, if he can, with his family, asking him the questions that everyone knows that he can and probably is going to. But part of me being impatient is sitting there like, come on.
Isn't it interesting that with... the YouTube viewer is so impatient. So, you know, that's why you're a YouTuber, isn't it? You know that people are impatient, so you've got to cater to that. Well, we've had, like 90 minutes of content and we haven't met Jake yet, but it's still got like 20 million views on two videos. So yeah.
But that's just...
How is Shane doing this? It's amazing.
See, I'd love to know the wider viewpoint on it, because this is just you and me talking about it. We might be the odd ones out and everyone else loves it. Wow. Everyone online is going to be like, shut the fuck up, you bellend.
No, the comment will be, I really like that Marcus, but I hate the other guy. That's my favourite one. We knew this was going to be polarising, but I think the reason at the moment we're slightly... disappointed is that it's not polarizing because it's shocking. It's polarizing because we want it to get going.
Yeah, that's true.
Eager for it.
That is true.
But then Shane's clever because he's keeping us eager for it. You're going to tune it. You're not going to give up, are you?
No, of course I'm not.
And he knows that. He knows you. We will all put up with.
But that's
because and all of that. And it's nice that he's bringing in smaller YouTubers. I do like that element of it.
Yeah. But he's always been great. I remember he gave this guy a shout out years ago. Like, I'm literally talking like 7 years ago. He started this guy's career called Comic Fire or something. At the end of a video, and this guy got like 150k subs in one night. No. Career started. And that was when I was wanting to be a YouTuber. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Imagine if Shane gave me a shout out.
Pick me. And I like that angle in this. It seems like each episode so far, he's talking to bringing someone new onto the channel.
Yeah.
And we're being introduced to them. Yeah. So that's nice.
I'm sure it's going to get very juicy. I feel like this is his most hyped show as well. From him, from, you know, he has fully like Jake Paul, The Mind, trailers, multiple trailers. I feel like it's
trailers
properly
on YouTube. It's unprecedented.
So there's got to be tea being thrown over people. Not literally.
Could you imagine? Shane's over Jake. I think my worry is that in the previous series, the best stuff he's had, he's always teased it in each episode to keep you watching. Yeah. Either he's hiding it because he hasn't done that yet. Yeah, we see him go into Jake. We've seen him go into Jake's home so far, as in a tease.
Yeah,
but we haven't actually seen any like
a
proper
content. Exactly. But maybe that's gonna. Oh, I don't know.
So I'm worried but excited as well. It's a weird.
It's
combo.
It's weird, isn't it?
As much as the psychology behind being a sociopath was interesting, maybe it needed to be condensed or something, because it did feel, normally with Shane's videos, I look, I'm like, oh no, it's over. It was like 38 minutes. This one, I did keep checking. I was like, I've still got 20 minutes left.
Do you think Jake Paul's a sociopath?
I don't like the idea that we're suggesting this, because it trivializes it. And it's such a complex thing that you can't just diagnose it. I mean, I'm not a therapist or anything. I could be talking complete rubbish. But to me, that seems like it'd be like, are you a narcissist? Like, you don't really know that. And I don't think other people should speculate about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, your answer is a great answer. One thing I had forgotten, though, is how much of a bellend Jake Paul is. Just from the clips they have shown. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but that's what he's building up, though, isn't it?
Building up or not. Some of the things that were displayed, I was like, I forgot he actually did that. Like walking in a room and suffocating someone who's living in your house with blankets and ringing an alarm. Like, what are you doing? I genuinely forgot some of the things. And
shocking. No, it is shocking. Like the trampoline
in the middle of the road. Yeah.
Like, that's just...
Especially when he has such a young audience.
Yeah, he does.
Predominantly. That is the influence he has on that audience.
Well, this is why Disney dropped him. Is because he's the YouTube poster boy.
Was.
And the thing, he still is, isn't he? Do you not think?
I definitely don't think he is. I don't think YouTube are there like, well, we love
maybe
Jake
Maybe not
Paul.
From YouTube, but whereas in this country, like, Zoella's the YouTuber. Over there, it's Logan Paul and Jake Paul.
Yeah.
So, and he's setting this example that you have to do the craziest things to get views, to be successful.
But we've spoken about this before. That's not just him. I think that's a whole YouTube culture. Yeah. That has led up to that.
Definitely.
I mentioned it earlier when we were in a meeting about YouTuber burnout and having to feel as a YouTuber that if you don't upload every single day, you're going to be forgotten, or you're going to miss out, or the only way you can grow and become successful and maintain being successful is daily uploads. And if everyone then goes, cool, I'm going to upload daily, you're thinking, right, I'm competing with every other YouTuber. I have to stand out against them. How am I going to stand out? Oh, I'll just do something crazy. If I'm doing something more crazy than the other person, whether it's shocking, whether it's what people are going to watch. And then when other people start doing that as well, you're just pushing, pushing, pushing. That's what Logan and Jake were doing, just pushing each other to the absolute extremes.
And I think that's going to be the kind
angle.
Of... Yeah.
That angle's really interesting. Like in episode one, I sometimes forget they're brothers. And when they were there and Shane mentioned that about the competitiveness, you mentioned it as well. You being a brother, you do have
Of course you do.
Especially in a similar age, you have that close competition. And those guys are clearly both athletes, both being in, so they have that competitiveness.
And
their
motive, Logan was anyway, before he like kind of scaled down what he was doing, but they're motivated by each other's success as well.
Mm.
It's like, one does this, well, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it better.
Exactly.
I'm going to beat
or
you.
Or bigger.
I'm going to,
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's a shame because if Shane had lost the sociopath angle but said, I want to look at the whole YouTube culture, I feel like everyone would be more on board. But once you bring a mental disorder into things, it kind of muddies the water a bit and people do get really upset, and understandably so. Because I think he's trying to do something really interesting with, like you just said, the point you just made is what I was going to say about YouTube culture and all of that. And basically giving, like, holding up a mirror and being like, this is what is getting successful at the moment. Why is that? And what do you need to be that? That's Jake Paul.
Yeah.
But rounding this off, I've got a small question for you.
Here we go.
Do you think Shane is clickbaiting his audience?
Let
me explain, because the series is called The Mind of Jake Paul. We've had two episodes where Jake hasn't featured. Yes, he's indirectly there. His shadow looms over all of it. But clickbaiting, you know, he's not in the videos, but he's in the thumbnails.
Oh, that's such a hard thing. Because I would say he's not outwardly clickbaiting, because you could argue the research he's doing is relevant to getting inside of the mind.
Yeah.
But I would just back that up to what I said earlier about, personally, it just felt a bit too long. If episode one was the two that we've seen so far, and then episode two was starting to meet the family, starting to meet the people close to him, then I would be a bit more...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wouldn't say he's clickbaiting. I just...
I'm being facetious for the sake of being facetious. Posing the question.
What do you think?
Well, let's put it this way. If he's not in the next episode, then I think there's a case for it. Because 3 out of 8, that's like 37%.
Of him not being in the series. When we were together and Shane announced it was 8 parts, I literally was like, what?
Is it just going to be like the Jeffree Star where it's like a day or two? Because that warranted, what's that, 4-part series?
I can see him doing a
week in the life.
No, like spending days with him, but then also sitting down and having a proper deep interview. Kind of True Geordie style. True Geordie really, the Logan interview he did was amazing. Jake was shit, but that was Jake. Nothing to do, like Jake just was shit. Whereas Logan... Geordie allowed him to open up, and Logan can actually string a sentence together.
He accepted that invitation. Well, not everyone wants to open up, do they?
I'm not talking about open up. If you watch it, Jake just can't really talk. He can't hold a conversation in that setting, whereas Logan fully just let it all out.
To reiterate, we're not being haters. You're allowed to have a critical eye on what people are making on this platform. You know, this is in the digital world. We talk about things on the digital world. This is what everyone's talking about. Don't hate us.
Well, of course people will, but...
I love that acceptance. Well,
of course
they are.
If you have an opinion on anything and you're putting it online, you're...
But it's not even... Yeah, it is an opinion. Of course it is. It's your opinion, it's my opinion. But we're doing it from a place of objectivity. We're not mixing our personal, like... You know, you love Shane. Yeah. I really like him too. And you're allowed to say when you're like, oh, this wasn't a 10 out of 10 for me. This was a 6 out of 10.
That's true.
What we're going to do is look at your first YouTube video.
Yay.
I watched it earlier.
Brilliant.
And what I'm going to do, guys, while we're talking here, I'll intercut it with some of the audio.
Oh.
From from Marcus's first video, which was uploaded January 15th, 2010. It's called Random Introduction Video.
Hi there, YouTube. My name's Marcus. I don't really know why I just spoke like that, because I never really speak like that in my life, so...
I thought it could be really interesting for people who are out there considering becoming a YouTuber... Tips, things to avoid, and just how you felt when you made your first video, because it's obviously a very scary thing. And in the video, you're very cute, and I don't think I've ever heard your voice that deep before.
But you got to think, I was 17 then.
Yeah.
Maybe, I think I just turned 18. And around that time is when you're like, you know, I'm cool because I speak like that. No, Mum, I'm not eating dinner tonight. I'm staying out of college.
Where I get my impression of you from, isn't it? Whenever I do.
But I don't talk like that anymore. I sound a lot more middle class than that now.
I want to open up to you. I don't want to dictate this. Like, what do you remember from that? Like, seeing that again, your old bedroom, the nice calendar on the
naked lady on the mirror, in the mirror. Yeah, so do you know what was funny? On that day, I decided I'd wanted to do it because I had channels before this where I was uploading things not of me, and people wanted to see me, so I started a channel.
I find that so funny. Were you doing narration on the old videos or anything like that?
No.
Or literally just...
So how it worked was I had this... I used to take the videos from Live Lounge and upload them.
Oh, yeah, really legal. Yeah,
yeah, really... Absolutely had BBC on board that one.
All above board.
And then people wanted to see a video, so I did a Q&A on that channel.
Oh, so that was your... And that's then, actually your first like face in the video. Sort
face
of thing.
In the video. I can't remember that. It's not... I don't have it anywhere, unfortunately. Oh. I honestly cannot remember it at all. Because then the channel got deleted, so...
How did you do the Q&A? Like, there's no Twitter then, so were you doing it...
It must have been comments or Twitter.
So you knew then there was a demand for your face on YouTube.
Four people.
No, but that's more than nothing.
Not so much
some
demand,
people have nothing, and then it's make a video.
No, it wasn't a demand. It was more just I knew it was a thing because I was watching people like Shane. I was watching those kinds of people. Charlie's so cool like then. So I knew what it was, but I just thought it was weird. But I still wanted to give it a go. And I remember hyping myself up. I was at college and it was lunchtime. I was like, I'm just going to drive home and make this video. I drove home and yeah, just turned the camera on, but I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what to do. That's why it's all over the shop. I don't know what I'm doing.
I could do many different things, really, couldn't I? I could pretend that I could sing and become popular by singing or rapping. Maybe.
Do you know what's so lovely in that? Oh, this is the great thing about hindsight. Like when I watched that, so you were like, oh, I don't know how to do an intro. Guys, I promise I'm going to come up with a good intro. And then he did. Hey, that's cool. That's cool to look back on. And then be like, yeah, because your intro became so synonymous with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was your thing, wasn't it? So that's so weird in the first video not to have an intro.
Someone in the meeting earlier even did an impression of it, didn't they? I was like, I
bet you loved that. And also what's nice, there's a bit in that video when you're playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same guitar that's out there?
That guitar out there. That's travelled with us.
That is amazing. Were you nervous about what people would think? Like, did you tell your friends or family you were going to start?
It was
channel.
A complete secret to, obviously, it was online, but none of my
what
friends
about your best
knew.
Mates?
No, no one knew.
Really?
No one knew, yeah.
What about your old channels? Did anyone know about that?
Yeah, they did, yeah. But they... Everyone thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Of course.
Did they?
It's so hard to imagine now because we all know what YouTube is. But you got to think, this is 10 years ago. No one was... There wasn't such thing as really vloggers, or it was so niche, so... To be sat in your room talking essentially to yourself, people are like, oh, you're crazy, you're weird, what are you doing? They couldn't grasp the concept of recording yourself to put out to the wider world. It wasn't a thing, it wasn't a concept.
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, saying that in nowadays when it's like almost people parody like vloggers and YouTubers and all of that, back then there wasn't anything.
No.
Like that's...
There was just... A lot of people back then were naive and innocent, and going back to what you said, giving advice, I feel like it's hard for me to sit here and go, oh, well, I felt like this, do that, because it is a completely different market these days. And I worry that the thing I used to always say was just be yourself, try not to see what's popular and do that. But it's hard because I say that, but everyone does that. Even when I started then, the reason I was like, oh, I might talk about news was because I was watching Philip DeFranco and he did that. And I was like, maybe I can do my own spin on that.
Yeah.
So you have to have inspiration from somewhere, but it's so hard in today's world to be unique. But what is unique is you. Every person, wet, call me whatever, but like you are unique.
Who's calling
in
me wet?
You're unique in yourself, and that's what you can bring to the table. So there's always going to be formats of, yes, you're a vlogger, yes, you're a gamer, but you are the person that's a difference to everyone else. And it's how do you work with that, which is why YouTube becomes so personality-based.
Yeah, so true. And I think that translates into a lot of different things, like in TV and film. Like the three-act structure has been going since Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean people don't do it anymore. Like, you're right, what makes it interesting is other people's perspectives and what they're like and what they're putting into it. Yeah, I always find it funny on YouTube when people are like, oh, this isn't very creative or whatever. And I'm like, no, but you're kind of missing the point if you're saying that. The point is, if this person is doing the same thing as someone else, but they're doing it in their own voice, that makes it different. That makes it a different thing to consume.
If anything, I think YouTubers, when they start, are just going to be getting better and better. Then, especially when we started, of course, but even then, people at the top, I think people will be coming in just killing it. Like, there's this kid, I say a kid, he's set like 17, 18. I think I sent a link to him to you. He's called Ryan Trahan. And I found him when he had like a couple hundred K subs. He's now on 600K, but I just watched him. I was like, he's good. He's good. And they're smart, and there's so much more access.
I think I know why you like him though, because it reminds me of what, like in your early days, what you were doing with the observational sketch stuff. He's doing that for his kind of like generation.
Better. Look at the say, you look at any backlog of tradition, look at not necessarily music and stuff like that, but look at athletes, you know, people are always
improving
as time goes by because of technology, because of all the things we have. And I feel it's the same with YouTube. People will always be coming in and they'll be better than the people that started before them.
Well, I mean, number one, they're not having to start without even being able to use your iPhone.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like 2008, the first Android was released.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to think it was just filmed with my webcam on my iMac at the time.
This video really was just an introduction. I just wanted to let you know who I am, what I'm going to do, try and come up with a good introduction, which we didn't really get to that point, but I'll be coming up with a good one, all right? I will be coming up with a good one. Just you wait.
I didn't bring that up because I didn't want to, like, embarrass you or anything. I thought it was just really
Mate,
interesting.
It's on YouTube. It's never going to embarrass me. If it embarrassed me that much, I'd remove it. Here's the thing, right? Life advice. My viewpoint is you can never be too embarrassed from the things you've done in something like that, because if I never did that, I wouldn't be where I am now, and I wouldn't have gone on the journey that it took me to get me where I am today. So you can't, yes, I can laugh and cringe and be like, that's so embarrassing, but mate, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, I genuinely, the balls to do that in a time when no one was doing it. If that was me, because we were the same age, same school year, I would have been terrified of someone seeing it and finding out. Like, I wouldn't have the bollocks. Well, I didn't have the bollocks to do it. So
I do think that is hard now, though, trying to start a YouTube channel if you're in school or college, because everyone will know. Everyone will talk about it. And it's probably harder to make it now. And people may make fun of that. I don't know.
Are you ready for a big question?
Yeah, let's do it.
The first one of the new era in the podcast studio. The big question is a segment where I go away, read some weird and strange things online, get a question, put it to the table and to you guys at home, and then we all have a little bit of a giggle and answer it. The headline is, woman slammed for staging ridiculous business class photo on plane to get Instagram likes.
Was she actually traveling in business?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Baller. Nothing wrong with that. The influencer is Harry Mo Lee, and she was called out over a photo. So before, we've had Instagram on here, haven't we, as a subject where people been, quotation marks, faking photos.
We have had Instagram on here before.
On the show. Have a look at this photo. So I'll describe it while Marcus is looking.
Oh,
it's an influencer
lights.
And she's brought fairy lights of her into her first class cabin. And have you noticed she's actually sat backwards in because the TV's there. So she sat backwards in the little booth to get the best optimum photo. I mean, it's so extra, isn't it? It's ridiculous.
Oh my God. This is like, if Tumblr is still a thing, this is so Tumblr.
It's so impractical.
It's so ridiculous. It's a weird thing what I'm going to say to that, because I hate anyone who's like flexing. Ooh. But I love hip hop and rap music, and so much of it is about, I know, and I don't get, I need to figure that out with myself. I need to solve that issue.
I feel like the most critically acclaimed rap though is when it's not about flexing.
If it's like, oh yeah, fuck my bitch. Oh yeah, got a new whip. Oh yeah, chains on my neck. That's meant to be Lil Pump.
That's your new song. That's what you're working on from the last episode, isn't it? Your a cappella rapping.
Yeah, sorry, carry on. So is that whole culture of like, essentially, showing off, isn't it?
So yeah, she was flying business class and a lot of people have had a lot to say about her, unfortunately. She's got 127,000 likes on Instagram. Or is it like subscribers? Followers. Sorry, mate. Yeah,
you sound like a 90-year-old.
Oh, gee. Got some people watching, have you? And basically, people told her to get a life, which I thought was quite mean. Because at the same time, Instagram's all about, you know, it's like, ooh, the edit sort of thing. Like, oh, look at this aesthetic. Mm. If this is her thing, I think it's almost quite not cool, because it's not cool, but she's made a lot of effort to do that, hasn't she?
Yeah, of course.
So I appreciate that. I feel sorry for her that everyone's like turned this into a viral meme, but she's just trying. We're all trying to put something out that's different.
Yeah.
I texted you the other day, didn't I? It's like, there's two types of people in this world. People who react and people who are reacted to.
Yeah.
And which category are you in?
That's what I asked you.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything. You just said that and I just went, great. Which one are you?
No, first you said, are you high? And I was like, no. But
so
my question to you is, what is the farthest you've gone to do an Instagram? Like, what's the most extra thing you've ever done on Instagram? So this is quite embarrassing. I think you've already scrolled through all of my Instagram, so you all know about this. But when I first got Instagram, I basically used to be really, well, I still am, but I was like very, very proud of my vinyls, like my records. And I used to do little like record collages where I'd have like six from the same band or something. Or I'd be like, this is my playlist today. And it's like a load of different music. It took so long to get it to look cool and stuff.
Oh, so you'd like lay it all out?
Lay it all out. It took so long and I would get like 2 likes. But I used to be really sad.
You have sort of given me some inspiration there. Because I used to do the like traveling pics where it's I'm traveling somewhere, I lay out all my key items, line them all up, like you said, you got a pen, you got a hard drive, you got your laptop, phone, memory cards, and then stand over, oh no, there's light on it. Oh, like that's probably
the most that when effort. It's reflecting, isn't it?
Yeah. The most effort. There's I'm scrolling now to look, but that is probably the most effort.
Is there any with any animals or anything? Because that was another thing for me where you'd be like trying to get a bird or something to stand still for a minute. It's like, no, take the photo now, quick.
I'm sure there's something very embarrassing that I've done. I just can't find it right now.
How about, guys, go and search through Mark's Instagram. Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
And then tweet out to LYE and choose your picture you think Mark's has done, which is the most extra.
Brilliant.
And next week we'll reveal the answers.
Make sure you do that with Matt's too. And that just about wraps up what feels like a very long episode in the new place, but it's got to be done because it's in the new place.
I was going to say, sorry for a short episode. You'll get a longer one next time, guys.
No, but it's felt very nice in our own space. Thank you for listening wherever you've listened, especially if you've listened this far. Please carry on giving us 5 stars.
Yes, please.
Lovely reviews. And we will see you next Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, next Monday. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be upping it to 2 episodes a week. What do you think about that?
It is a possibility. Anything's possible in this new space. We could do 1 a day.
See you later. I'm at MattViney12 and
fucking hell, we're MVV- back to that. What
and MVV91 on Instagram. Come and have a follow. Marcus is up. Marcus Butler on all platforms.
Beg. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.